Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, the recent E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce is spreading fast. We'll tell you what to watch out for. Ford just announced it's the end of the road for some of their most popular models. And one of Penn State's most beloved fans has her biggest dream come true. But first, two former NFL cheerleaders who are suing the league say they'll settle for $1 each if the commissioner will meet with them. Saints cheerleader Bailey Davis and Dolphin cheerleader Kristen Ware said their discrimination lawsuit isn't about cashing in. Instead, they say they want to tackle issues facing cheerleaders throughout the league, like low pay, sexual harassment, and strict rules on everything from weight to social media use.
This was never about money for me. This is about having respect for our sport and standing up for the sport and standing up for women.
Davis says the Saints fired her after posting this picture of herself in a one-piece bathing suit. She says she was told it broke a rule that prohibits cheerleaders from posting revealing images on social media. And she claims the same rule does not apply to men. Ware's lawsuit alleges the Dolphins discouraged her from posting about her faith on social media, even though players were allowed to do so. Both the Saints and Dolphins released statements saying they do not discriminate based on sex. The cheerleaders say the league has until May 4th to respond to their $1 settlement offer. So far, the NFL has not commented. Meanwhile, the E. coli outbreak in the U.S. is growing, and the CDC now reports 84 cases across 19 states. 42 people have been hospitalized, and 9 have developed a type of kidney failure. The CDC says to avoid all forms of romaine lettuce unless you know for sure it did not come from Yuma, Arizona. And more than 40 years after the Golden State Killer's first recorded attack in 1976, a DNA match led police to arrest 72-year-old Joseph James DeAngelo in Sacramento. He's suspected of committing 12 murders and at least 50 rapes in what could span more than 10 counties across California. And finally, LeBron James clinched the win and gave the Cavs a 3-2 lead in the series with this buzzer-beating three-pointer.
James, 2 seconds, 1 second for the win! LeBron James delivers!
Just in case you need a subtle reminder of why he's called King James.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, Ford has announced a historic change.
That's right, Richard. Ford is betting big on the pickup truck. The car giant is eliminating all but two of its cars. The Mustang and the Focus Active will remain. On its earnings call, Ford said that by 2020, almost 90% of the Ford portfolio in North America will be trucks, utilities, and commercial vehicles. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit against LendingClub. The FTC is accusing the peer-to-peer lending company of deceiving customers into loans with a false promise of no hidden fees. FTC also claims that LendingClub double-charged consumers occasionally and would continue to charge some customers who had canceled automatic payments. Move over, Pizza Hut. Well, the robots got this one. Zoom Pizza, a Silicon Valley startup that uses robots to make pizza, is using its Baked on the Way technology to cook that yummy pepperoni pie while it's en route to the customers.
Nicole, this is gripping. How many pizzas can it make?
Well, Richard, using the delivery truck's 6 ovens, these robots can bake up to 120 pizzas per hour.
That's a lot of pizza. Nicole, in New York, thank you. All right, a judge's ruling means some of Madonna's personal items can be put up for sale by a New York auction house. Some of the items include a breakup letter from her former boyfriend, Tupac Shakur, another letter in which Madonna talks about singer Whitney Houston and Sharon Stone, an old checkbook, and personal photos. They came from Madonna's former personal assistant. They were going to auction last year, but Madonna filed a lawsuit trying to stop the sale. She argued that she only learned the items weren't in her possession through media reports about the auction. A judge ruled against Madonna, saying she knew the assistant had her personal property, but didn't make any attempt to get them back until she learned they were going to be for sale. The items will now go up for auction in July.
Interesting case there. A movie coming out this week is set to break all kinds of box office records. Joining me now to talk about it is Fandango correspondent Kale Anonymous. So, Kale, I understand you just saw Avengers: Infinity War. What can you tell us?
I can't say anything about the movie, and I wish I could. I can tell you that it's incredible, and I can't say any more than that. But what I can say is that this film has been 10 years in the making, 10 years since the first Iron Man movie, so there's been a lot going on. And this is the culmination of all of that. They're fighting their biggest, baddest enemy, Thanos. If you don't know, he's been kind of in the post roles all the whole time. So it's going to be really big. So big that we've actually sold 1,000 pre-sale tickets already to Showtimes. So it is going to be huge, and we're already seeing signs of that.
Okay, how does it stack up when it comes to other superhero movies? Like Black Panther was huge.
Sure, Black Panther is a great place to set it at. It has actually already doubled the pre-sale tickets of Black Panther. Okay. And Black Panther used to be the highest selling pre-sale ticket on Fandango. This one has outsold it and is number one.
And let's say people are like me and like to chill at Club Couch. What can we stream right now? What's big in terms of streaming?
I think I got kicked out of Club Couch. some of the big streamers right now are Hostiles, Maze Runner, The Death Cure, and then, of course, 50 Shades Free, which I've seen all of them a few times.
You have, so you've got to catch me
this
up.
One. Okay, yeah. I'll start writing it down for you.
Kale, thanks for hanging out with us here on Top 30.
No problem.
All right, moving on. The annual Blue-White Spring Game is a big event for Penn State football. And one unexpected player made the play of a lifetime. 25-year-old Brooke Fisher has Down syndrome. She's a diehard Penn State fan. And during a break between the first and second quarters, she got to hit the field for the very first time. Brooke took a handoff from quarterback Trace McSorley, and then she was off. She dodged tackles and swerved between players, ultimately making it to the end zone for a 22-yard touchdown.
But being able to have a thrilling memory of a lifetime. And how about the spike at the end on the touchdown?
She celebrated with a big hug from the team mascot and got a high five from head coach James Franklin. Brooke even had her victory dance ready to go. What an amazing experience for a dedicated fan.
Some experts are asking whether a deadly emergency on a Southwest plane is a sign of deeper problems. This month, an engine explosion shattered a plane window, killing one person. It was the first fatal accident in the airline's history. But some aviation safety experts say that a tragedy was inevitable because of how the company operates. Southwest uses Boeing 737s to fly many short and medium distance flights. Each jet makes an average of 5.3 flights per day, more than American, Delta, or United. Some have said those short, frequent flights put stress on the engines and the planes themselves. The Associated Press reports Southwest has paid millions in safety fines over the years. In 2009, the FAA said Southwest flew 46 planes that had missed inspections for metal fatigue. It was fined $7.5 million. Other aviation experts point to the company's strong safety record. Southwest says safety is its highest priority. A controversial nominee to head the Veterans Affairs Department has withdrawn from consideration. Dr. Ronnie Jackson was accused by more than 20 people of alcoholism, verbally abusing subordinates, and handing out enough prescriptions to earn himself the nickname Candyman. Both Jackson and the White House say the allegations are false. He was worked for George W. Bush, promoted regularly during the Obama years. And then he gave that embarrassing press conference. Remember this press conference where he said, amongst other things, he basically said if the president ate fewer hamburgers, he could have lived to be 200. Mm-hmm. And he sounded like a doctor from The Simpsons, and people started questioning him.
Right.
Then he was offered this job for which he's not technically qualified, after which lots of people came forward complaining.
Yeah, and some of these complaints, I mean, they're not sugar-coated at all.
No.
I mean, Jackson was described as the most unethical person I've ever worked with. Wow. Explosive, toxic, abusive, vindictive. And honestly, that's to put it mildly. These complaints go on and on and on in some pretty startling details. Candyman's a nickname you don't want. You know what I mean?
Sounds kind of sweet and innocent.
Yeah, but it's not.
Not in this context.
All right, well, students at one Utah school now have a place to go if they're a little overwhelmed by finals. A library at the University of Utah now has a cry closet. It's meant to be an art project, but some are criticizing it. One student tweeted, "Wonder how many prospective employers have cry closets." Now, I kind of love this cry closet, and I'll tell you why. You know, this senior who made this cry closet as an art project I mean, it's a successful art project. Art is meant to evoke emotion, and really it's a social experiment that he wanted feedback from, and he's getting a ton of feedback.
Yeah.
And art, if everything is positive when you create a work of art, I don't know if that's successful.
The statements about it sound ever so slightly pompous. One aspect of humanity that I'm currently exploring is connections and misconnections through communication, says the artist. So it's sort of a mix of taking it seriously and not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
It's got stuffed animals inside it.
Which is very cool.
I don't really know why.
I want a cry closet at my house.
I think it's...
Mommy is not available. She's in the cry
closet.
That's
quite a good idea. I think it's a piece of humor. It's pretty good. It's a joke. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's very good as a piece of art. So, you know, I think it's a piece of art. It makes me want to cry. Oh. But at least there is somewhere where I can go and let out my emotions.
Yes.
Top 30, we'll be right back.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 DC, VA loan company New Day USA organized 50 volunteers to clean the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall on DC's National Mall. On hand at the event was Jan Scruggs, the man who led the effort to build the wall back in 1982.
Well, for me to come back to the wall, it's very special, but especially on today, because it just makes me so proud to be an American.
A touching effort to make sure the 58,000 names of those who lost their lives in the war can always be seen. Our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. The Miracle League field was built to provide a place for those who have special needs to play baseball. But 2 years ago, it was falling apart after wear and tear, becoming a safety hazard for those it was hoping to help. So with the help of organizations around the area, $100,000 was donated to build a new and improved field. The Miracle League just had its grand reopening, and it's easy to see the new field was a home run. Our final story from Fox 5 New York. WeWork and Bunker Labs are doing their part to honor servicemen and women with their Veterans in Residence program, providing free office space and entrepreneurial programming so participants can grow their ventures. Like David Fingle, who served in the Navy and is now working on his website, honestly.com. The Veterans in Residence program was launched in late 2017 with 100 veterans participating in six-month cycles in 10 cities across the country. The program will select its next group in June. There's a new trend called child shaming, and it involves parents utilizing social media to punish their children. Their parents videotape the punishment and then upload it to social media. And in some cases, the punishments can be extreme, like making a child drink hot sauce, maybe shaving a kid's head, or making them perform physical tasks. Now, we've chosen not to show these videos because they're so sensitive, but this is a real thing. More than 30,000 videos are posted online, and they have more than 50 million views featuring this sort of content.
Such a bad idea, isn't it? It's just, they live forever. You know, you put stuff on YouTube, it's there for good. It's very hard, and especially if it gets shared, to take these things down.
Yeah.
And so you're not only are you humiliating your kids, and sometimes they're for bad marks at school, sometimes they're for being rude to someone at school.
Right.
But it also, even the kids will recover probably, but it actually, it's you look ridiculous. As a parent, and you've left it there for good.
Yeah, the parents are saying that it's a last resort. A lot of the parents are arguing it's a last resort.
No, though, is it? Well, humiliating someone on YouTube.
Hey, so, I'm not an advocate. I'm just saying, you know, to cover both sides. But anyway, no doubt controversial.
No, and idiotic. Now to security changes for Gmail that start this week. Some of the new options include requiring the person receiving an email to input a code from a text message before being able to read the email, preventing the recipient from forwarding or printing an email and revoking an email at any time, which is, that in particular, is such a good idea.
Yeah, I love more options for us. Love.
You know that thing, I mean, I remember sending an email criticizing an ex-girlfriend to an ex-girlfriend by mistake. And that idea, the idea you can just whip it straight back.
Would be so amazing.
I mean, so amazing.
Yeah, these changes are going to trickle out this week. So what you'll be seeing also is something called confidential mode.
Yeah.
So on your email, when you're looking at it, there's a lock at the bottom. You can click that lock and that'll switch it into confidential mode. And that means it can expire in a day or
disappear.
Up to 5 years.
Like an Insta story. So it just goes.
Disappear.
It's great. Good.
So great. Love it. Okay, now let's talk about a new study that ranks the most annoying phrases you hear at work. At the top of the list, give 110%.
Now, yeah, a mathematical impossibility. Can't do it.
I'm kind of offended by this list because I really like a few things on the list.
I like Circle Back.
Frequently.
Do you like Circle Back?
I like Circle Back.
I like Circle Back. It's really satisfying to say it.
Right, and a win-win situation. You know, it's a win-win situation.
Blue sky thinking. Blue sky thinking and thinking outside of the box are particularly annoying cliches.
Thinking outside the box is annoying.
Yeah.
I like that because you know exactly what someone's saying when they're saying think outside of the box. It means get creative.
You couldn't be thinking more inside the box when you use the phrase think outside the box.
Touché.
Like it is the most cliche thing that you can just about conceive of.
What about number five, though, on the list? Throw them under the bus. Okay, now that's a good one. Don't touch that one.
Yeah.
Throw someone under the bus. That needs to stay.
Yeah,
in common conversation.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Run this up the flagpole. It's just something particularly embarrassing about that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a funny list.
It's a good list, and some of them are satisfying, which is why.
Now to New York City with Rob Shooter for the latest in celebrity news. What's going on with Eminem, Rob?
Eminem celebrated a milestone in his personal life, 10 years sober. He took to social media to show us this medallion for this fantastic moment in his life. Congratulations.
And I'm hearing you have some good news on Brad Pitt's love life. Do tell.
That's right, an exclusive just for you. Brad Pitt might be heading back to school. So he is head over heels with his new girlfriend who is a professor, and she's not gonna go Hollywood at all, but expect Brad to change a little bit. He's a smart guy, and now sources are telling me he will be enrolling in a few architecture classes. He certainly wants to keep up with his new girlfriend.
You know, it sounds like a good change of pace for him. Rob, thank you for joining us.
Talk soon, take care.
Coast-to-coast flights between Canada and the US are about to get more comfortable for some passengers. Air Canada plans to begin offering lie-flat seats in its business class, giving high-end passengers a chance to get extra cozy and even catch some sleep. The airline's president said, "We know our premium customers traveling on longer flight itineraries, such as overnight transcontinental flights, place a high value on convenience and comfort when in airports or on board an aircraft." On June the 1st, the airline will start offering the seats on flights between Newark and Vancouver and some flights connecting Toronto to Los Angeles and San Francisco. Airlines like Delta, JetBlue and United currently offer lie-flat seats on select aircrafts, but not on flights that include Canadian travel. Air Canada will be the first airline in North America to do so.
Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine has the scoop on what's hot in the music festival scene. So, Liz, I hear Southern California is going country this weekend.
That's right, Kristen. Still recovering from two amazing weekends of Coachella, the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California is going to rock out again this weekend with Stagecoach, California's country music festival. The biggest names in country music will be there, including one of Popstar's very own cover girls, Kelsey Ballerini. She'll be taking the main stage on Friday, and Kristen, that's spelled M-A-N-E stage, followed later in the evening by Florida Georgia Line. You can also catch Keith Urban, Dwight Yoakam, and country music's very own power couple, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. So get those cowboy boots ready. It's going to be a great weekend, y'all. Back to you, Kristen.
Yep, my boots are ready. Thanks, Elizabeth. You see them in just about every big city. Signs on street poles advertising everything from concerts to local businesses. But now residents in Philadelphia are getting a little extra incentive to take them down. Mike Jarrick from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more. Hey, Mike.
Oh, Kristen, you may not have known this, but they're called bandit signs. So they're homemade signs that people tack up to, advertise just about anything. Well, technically, those signs are illegal. So the city is offering all of us, if you go over there and rip down the sign and bring it to City Hall, we'll give you money. So get this, the city is looking for different community organizations to go around and take down the signs. Now, this is the hope, that they'll collect 20,000 of these bandit signs within a month.
Okay, so Mike, how much money is the city offering for all of these signs?
Well, each sign is worth 50 cents. But they have a cap on it. You can only make $250 max. So I'm calling it the pole patrol. You like that?
That's a good one. And hey, who couldn't use a little extra cash? Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, it's an interesting program.
For sure.
That is it for today's Top 30. Here is what's coming up on the next show. A new survey found that many Americans work out just so they can eat certain foods. Plus updates on William and Kate's new baby in this week's Royal Watch. And this boy stunned doctors who said he would never walk again.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.